everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are very thrilled today. We are here talking about your Hallmark Christmas games. This is the fun that we have. Our friend Jax from the Bubbly Sesh, who's been on our show a couple times, and her sister Cassie are here. They have a company that makes games called Bundle. Is it Bundle Company or just Bundle?
Bundle.
So they have a company called Bundle that makes these games, and they have a special Hallmark Countdown to Christmas version of the game. And I actually purchased a copy, and so I was planning on doing some of it for sort of a patron perk. So if you want to check out information about our patron group on Facebook, you can look in the description section. But Jackson, Cassie, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Of course, I have to say straight out of the gate, Rachel, that if Cassie would have been around while we were doing the snake draft, we would have stayed on track. But
that's right.
I had so much fun with you, and I'm really glad that you're having Cassie and I on to talk about the game. We had so much fun making it.
Yeah, I mean, at least I feel like all that matters is that we were each, I think, pretty satisfied with our picks.
Yeah, we've definitely got our, we're ready to go into the 40 movies knowing which fun tropes we picked. We're ready to go.
Yeah.
So I think that games abound. That's the 40 movies. You've got your snake draft. You've got your Hallmark Channel Countdown Christmas bundle. All the games.
Yeah. I felt like I need to get a PhD because I have a master's degree, and that didn't help me understand the snake draft anymore. Clearly. But Cassie, we haven't met you on the podcast, so why don't you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here, Rachel. Thanks for having me. So I'm Jax's sister. I am the little sister. I'm a year younger than Jax. So we grew up really close, and we always grew up, watching Hallmark Channel movies, and we have these wonderful holiday memories with our parents and our little brother, where we'd all gather around and watch them together. So it's really special to be here on the podcast and talking about Bundle and our new partnership with the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, it's so fun to have you on the podcast. So do you always like Hallmark movies and Christmas movies? Or?
Yeah, you always know what you're getting. You know, right, you always know you're getting a happy ending. And especially around the holiday season, you just need your good fix of Hallmark Channel. So it's one of those things, it just becomes part of the family tradition to watch them together. And the channel just stands for, you know, everything that's good in life.
Yeah.
You know, relationships and love and caring for each other. And so, you know, what better way to commemorate the 10th anniversary than to make a game all about the Hallmark Channel movies?
Yeah. So was your family super game competitive?
Cassie and Sean, we have a little brother, Sean, who's a year younger than Cassie. So the three of us are right in a row. Cassie and Sean were super competitive in terms of sports. They were star athletes. They were very competitive with each other. You guys were even competitive with like calling shotgun for the car.
Oh, right? Yeah. We turned everything into a competition. We loved foul shooting competitions. We'd be out in the backyard till the sun was long gone, shooting foul shots, and, you know, everything was somehow either a game or a competition. And that was just built into kind of our family ethos at a really young age. We always loved creating games, and that was something that was instilled in us very young.
Yeah, especially same with my family, especially whenever we do anything with my dad's side of the family. So my cousins on that side, because my cousins on my dad's side are all pretty close in age to me. Like there's sort of a 10-year kind of window where they all are, you know, in there. Whereas on my mom's side, I'm one of the oldest. So it's a little bit harder to do. It's always easier to do a game when you have a bunch of people around the same skill level, you know, mm-hmm. within a certain degree. And
yeah, you can't have those younger cousins holding you back. You know yeah. what I mean?
Well, and it's frustrating for the little kids when they want to yeah. play and then they can't play. And so it can be in my family also, it can be a little bit hard because we have kind of two groups in my family. There's we joke that you always burn the first batch. And so like there's us older kids and then they went 8 years and then they kind of had another batch of kids in my family. So my youngest sister is 18 years younger than me.
I knew you had a range of age for your yeah. siblings. I didn't know that it was that much.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was at college when I went home and then my mom had the baby. So
I like your batch of cookies, Rachel.
Yeah. So it's always a little interesting. Like it was interesting because one of my other sisters, she was really struggling with being homesick when she was out here for college, but close to me. And I just told her, I said, yeah, I understand that's a common experience. I didn't feel it because because the last thing as an 18-year-old that I wanted was to be around like the stresses and everything of a baby.
Right.
So I was not yeah. about going home and that, like that was not like I'm out of here.
Such a vacation for you then.
Yeah. it was not. When we would go home, you were gonna be working pretty hard, which is a rewarding experience in its own way. But, mm-hmm. but anyway, yeah, it's so it was hard sometimes to come up with games that would be fun for kind of everybody. We really enjoyed apples to apples, really enjoyed bingo. Our family loves Boggle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But
we also, have you ever played Speed Scrabble?
Ooh. Oh, Speed Scrabble? Scrabble. I'm not good at actual Scrabble. So okay. How do you play Speed Scrabble?
Yeah, Speed Scrabble. Really fun. What you do is you divide up all of the pieces as opposed to just having seven. And you make your words just like you would in the regular game. But it makes it go way faster. It's way more fun.
That actually sounds like more fun. Than
yeah, it is more Scrabble. Fun. Yeah. And... what other games? We like Farkle. We're a big fan of that. My grandma was a big games person. She just passed away in June, but she was always kind of gathering people and to play games and things like apples to apples, charades, any kind of. They weren't. My parents aren't big movie people, so like trivia and stuff like them. That's not their thing. But any kind of word game was always a big hit.
Right.
Yeah, with trivia games, it's that thing where you need everyone to sort of at least be in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
But it's so important that you were talking about I love you sharing memories of your grandma because you need that person that can gather people. And so often people do gather around games. So it's nice to have someone that is able to bring people together in that way.
Yeah.
That's actually how we started Bundle. So you know, we grew up playing games and really memories were always so special to us. So a few years ago, the holidays were coming around and we wanted some activity that would convene the whole family. Mm-hmm. So we decided to make a board game all about our family. And so each and every one of the cards in the game was about some memory we had together or some funny inside joke that we had. Mm-hmm. And we played the game around the holidays and our family really felt close and connected by the end of it. And so that was really the light bulb moment for Jackson and me where we thought, okay, we made this game for our family. We could totally do this for other families and groups of friends too. And so that's really where Bundle came to be.
That's a great idea because like we had, I think it was over Easter, we did charades and we had on there stuff like I had to try to pretend to be my brother, which was hilarious. And I kind of slouched over with bad posture.
Did people get it?
I think I finally did something that they got it. But I was like, oh, good thing he's not here or he'd be very unflattered by my like... people were guessing like hunchback and stuff like, I'm like, oh no. It was really
funny.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Yeah. But yeah, when you can all be playing a game together, it's just fun. I mean, I guess some people can get kind of over competitive with things, but usually it's a pretty nice time to just laugh. And all right, I tell you, the one game we get the most competitive on, and it gets kind of out of control, but in a fun way, is Pit. Have you ever played Pit?
How do you play that?
Oh, it's so fun. You have to have four people. It's just a card game, and it's all sort of to mimic the like stock trading. And so I need four corn and I only have two. So what I'll do is I'll hold up my hands with my two cards that I want to swap, and I'll say two, 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 just like they do on the floor of the stock, of the stock or whatever. And anyway, and then someone will swap it. And so everybody's kind of yelling and it's madness, but it's so fun. And then when you finally get all your cards, you hit, there's a bell and you say, corner on the market.
It's like you're on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as much as you can end up kind of, because I feel like there's enough like tension that I actually think sort of games that get you kind of yelling in a constructive way is probably a good thing, for especially during the holidays when things can get a little stressful. It's like, oh.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
When everyone's talking at the same time and sharing, and you realize you're all yelling, but no one's mad at each other.
Right, yeah.
Empty in the room, that's so much fun.
Yeah. That's fun. So what do people, when they order a bundle game, what do they have to send you in order for you to be able to make the game?
So the really cool thing about this game is that this game, for our personalized games, people will order one from us and then we'll send them our bundle blueprint, and they will fill out a series of 10 questions, and then we will make all of the questions personalized to them. And for the Hallmark Countdown to Christmas edition, we worked with super fans like us, and we worked with the team at Hallmark to create a game where each of the 83 questions is specific to the Hallmark franchise, things that the fans love and know about the movies. So it was really, really cool to develop that because we're such fans of the movies. I mean, Rachel, you know how Hallmarkies are. We get into it. So it's really fun to be able to create games for people's families and friends and significant others. So that's been great. But this is our first time to be able to create one for something that we're such fans of.
Mm-hmm. So only 10 questions, huh, for the personal game?
Yeah, but
it's
so funny because people write. The cool thing about it is that people can write as much or as little as they want. So we've had people that have pretty much written their entire games because they've given us so much information to go off of, pages and pages of things that they're writing. And then some people are less inclined to share. So we have to get a little bit more of our own creativity with that.
Absolutely. And the questions, we call it a bundle blueprint, and it's a 10-question survey. And the questions are pretty open-ended, so people really take it where they want. So, for example, we'd ask, you know, who are the players? What are some memories you have together? What are some inside jokes you all have? What are vacations you've all been on together? And so through these 10 questions, people begin to share memories. And by the end, as Jack said, sometimes we have a few pages of information from any given customer. And then we have a whole ton of information that we can use to write the 83 cards in each game. So mm-hmm. it's actually really one of the highlights of having Bundle is reading these Bundle blueprints that we get back from customers, because it really is like they're writing their memoir in a way. It's mm-hmm. their whole life captured in a few of these Bundle blueprint questions. And it's, we always feel so privileged that we get such an insight into people's lives through this. Mm-hmm.
I think that's awesome.
Give you family secrets. That's always interesting.
Yeah, that could be awkward. Yeah, awkward works into the game.
We've had customers say, we've never told anyone this before, but
between me, Cassie, and customer, we won't share it on the pod, but we definitely, we're vaults. We won't share your secrets.
That's hilarious. I'd like to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They're the great folks over at HelloFresh. Now, if you go to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies9, you can get with promo code Hallmarkies9, you can get a great deal with 9 free meals to start off your subscription. And it's a really cool service, these meal kits. You get 3 meals in one box, and that includes all of your ingredients, including all of your meat and your vegetables, your spices. You have a recipe card that tells you how everything should look along the way and what the finished product should look, which is very helpful as you're cooking. And it's a good chance to get to try new recipes that you wouldn't have normally tried. I got to try it out recently, and I really enjoyed it. Everything was very flavorful and delicious, and it was definitely stuff I wouldn't have normally made. So that's always a lot of fun. So definitely check out HelloFresh and go to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies9 and make sure you put in Hallmarkies9 promo code as you are checking out. I love that. And so are all the, like in the Countdown to Christmas one, I'm seeing here that the cards is Final Bundle, and then you have Act It Out.
Mm-hmm. Charade Style, which sounds like your family would be really good at.
I don't know about that, but that name 4, mm-hmm. and then Pick Your Destiny, and then Challenge. Are those the same categories for all of them, or just for this Countdown to Christmas?
Oh yeah, those are our same categories for all our personalized games as well.
So maybe we go over each one of these a little bit. So the Act It Out, like you said, charades. That's always hilarious.
It's a lot of fun, especially when it doesn't go where you think it's gonna go. And for a lot of the Hallmark cards, we notice when we've had our play parties, people think it's going in one direction and really it's going in another. So it's pretty funny.
Yeah. That would be funny. So there are some questions that are a little more not specific to Hallmark, like what are your favorite Christmas traditions and stuff in the name 4, that if someone was playing that doesn't watch Hallmark movies, that they would be able to answer some of these questions at least.
Yeah, exactly. When we were developing the game, I know with our family, you know, Cassie and I watch all the movies, our mom watches them all, but then there's our dad and our brother who would want to participate in our board game night, but they're not going to know a thing. We don't want them to feel left out. So it's a way that your entire family can engage. And as a super fan, you're still going to end up on top, but people can still be a part of the experience, because what we've noticed with Bundle 2, and even with the Countdown to Christmas edition, when we've had play parties, people have started sharing things like, I'm sharing my family tradition, and this is what it was like Christmas for me growing up, and then here's how it changed when I move away from home. And it really inspires people to share things about themselves and connect and really be joyful in that, which I think is a big part of the whole sort of ethos and mission of the Hallmark Channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And then there's the Pick Your Destiny, which looks like it is more trivia based as far as Hallmark movies. Would you agree? Is that correct?
Yeah, the Pick Your Destiny card is kind of like a chance card in Monopoly. So either something good happens or something bad happens, and
oh, okay.
You have to face and roll again, or you move back.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. And then challenge. It's things like name that movie, when a snowstorm grounds her flight, Paige reluctantly recruits the help of a fellow passenger to get her to New York City to meet her fiance's family.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
You know the answer.
I do. Of course I know the answer. You think I am? Yeah. Christmas Detour. It's one of my favorites. So, yeah.
We can give you a couple of the questions.
Yes, let's do it. Now I'm going to embarrass myself because I just said that.
No, I don't think you will, because we're going to do a name four. And I know Cassie and I were trying to figure out which ones we wanted to ask you. And I said that this would be a perfect one for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Good sense of humor. Name four of the quirkiest things you've seen in the Hallmark Channel Christmas movie.
Quirkiest things. I got to get in right headspace thinking of all the different, because they all just kind of rush together, you know.
Really do.
Let me think. I think Jean Smart as the Christmas spirit last year was pretty quirky, I would say. So that
Shoe Addicts. So funny. Oh, and between the hat and every, yes, I'm with you.
Yeah. I also love, I love in It's Christmas Carol. I love Carson Kressley and the revolutionaries that they're going to start. I love that. So that is definitely one. I think, I think in Annie, I would say Annie Claus is pretty quirky in that one.
Even in general, yeah.
Just her whole character.
I love that answer.
I love the way I would just like leave it there. Like there's, even by the title alone, that says it all.
Have you haven't seen Annie Claus?
No, I haven't seen Annie Claus.
Oh, you should see it.
Needs to be the one that I actually watch next.
I think it's Nina Weinman's first Christmas movie, if I'm not mistaken.
To see, she's such an amazing writer. Yeah. She's so funny. And she's got two movies coming up this season, which is
And it has Sam Page. So if you're a Sam Page fan.
Am I Sam Page fan? Isn't a Sam Page fan, am I right?
Yeah.
Danny Glass.
It's really, really good. And let me think. I think that I'll go with like maybe the whole town of Evergreen. That's pretty cool.
Just again,
wide sweeping. I love that.
Yeah. And that's look forward to in Christmas in Evergreen part 3 coming.
Yes.
This year.
I mean,
you definitely deserve to move ahead one space for that.
Yes.
Okay, we have one more for you.
Okay.
Challenge card. Now, you can go crazy on this, Rachel.
All right.
Describe your dream cast for a countdown to Christmas movie.
Dream cast. Well, we kind of had a little bit of it last year in Mingle All the Way, but I would love... there's two that I would love. I would love to see Sandy Sadu get a lead role. And yeah. I loved her with Casey Manderson in Mingle All the Way. And I would love that. I think both of them would be great in a lead role. And she's had just a few small parts, but I think she's so good.
She's really solid.
Yeah. You got to interview her, because she was a really good interview. And
we'd love to, though. She's great. Yeah,
I was really impressed by her. And I also kind of in the similar thing, but I think that Cardi Wong and Lari Miata would be such a great match. And they were both great interviews. I love them both. And mm-hmm. I just think it would be very cool to have two kind of Asian background people of color kind of a couple. That's something we've never seen before. We've gotten some African-American couples now. We've gotten some other things, but I just think they would be great. They have a similar humor And I would love to see the two of them lead us.
Rachel, I don't know if you know this, but I have a low level obsession with Cardi Wong. I tried to work in as often as possible saying, oh, I just love Cardi Wong. Make him a lead in anything, or just put him in more movies. He's so great.
I think we're manifesting this right
now.
Yeah,
we are. It's gonna happen.
Because of this podcast episode.
But I would love if I had that power. I want to have that power. But yeah, the Lara Miotta, she was in Winter Love Story and in Northern Lights of Christmas. She just had like small little parts, but I think she's really good. And I just think the two of them would be a great match. So.
Good choice.
Yeah. You knew you'd be good at this.
So, but also we've always talked for many, many months and years on the podcast about our dream fireman movie. Because we would love, and you could make it a Christmas movie. We kind of thought it would be a summer movie, but our dream is to have Dueling Firehouses firehouse movie. Because have you seen The 12 Men of Christmas with Kristen Chenoweth?
Yes, I have.
Oh, love it. It's so good. And I would love that kind of dynamic, but with the Hallmark guys, because they're so great. And what we figured is you could have all of the normal wrong guys, you could have them be in one firehouse. So you'd have like Marcus Rosner and Casey Manderson and like that. Yeah.
I am too.
So fun.
Rachel, what do we do with Christopher Russell? Because he's been a wrong guy and a right guy. What firehouse is he in?
Well, I don't know, because it's tricky. But I think I'm going to say I would rather see him, I think, wrong guy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. And then you have Andrew Walker and Paul Campbell and people like that in the other firehouse. And you could have like a Romeo and Juliet kind of story going on between the two.
Oh, I love that. So, that's so good.
Yeah. This
I
is would our dream.
Watch that movie.
That could be Christmas. That absolutely could be.
Because
I know they're a female-centered network, but let's be honest, sometimes getting those handsome dudes is the most impressive thing you could do for women. At least that's what I want.
That would be the best Christmas gift ever. I'm with you on that.
I love that. Female-centered network, you're welcome. We still are, and we're doubling down.
Well, I know that Lee Friedlander, she's actually, at least she told us that she is working on a pitch. We're like, oh, come on, Hallmark, go. Ooh. But
you can start a petition, because I feel like we could get a lot of people on board with this.
Like, who wouldn't watch it? Oh, really? Exactly. I mean, if like Brendan Elliott is in the good guy house, and it would be.
Wait, where did Tyler Hines go? Like, he plays a good boy all the time, but he could easily be a bad boy.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he can be like the mayor or something like that. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway,
we're in. I like
so,
this.
Yeah. So those are some of my I am constantly coming up with fantasy casting. So. This is a good choice
for you.
Yeah, for me.
Those were in for you.
Yeah. So, do you have, is that all, is those the two that you had?
Well, we'll give you a final pick.
Okay, good. Yeah, give me one more.
Because we got to end with the Queen of Christmas here. So, this is your card, Rachel. It's the premiere of Christmas Town. Yay. You've been waiting for this one. Move ahead one space and roll again. That's Candace Cameron Bray's movie. So we know you love watching her. So you got to get excited for Christmas Town.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not? I mean, they really, that, well, assuming they don't change the weekends, which is highly possible, but at the moment, they are having both the Queens of Hallmark on the same weekend.
It is Pat. I know.
Lacey Chabert and Candace in the same weekend.
Bring it.
We get to go to Rome and we get to do Christmas Town. Like, okay, Lacey, Candace, we're ready.
Yeah. 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 And it looks kind of the Christmas Town. It looks kind of nostalgic. It looks like it's all sort of filmed in sepia tone. And so I'm kind of curious to see what ends up happening. For the most part, she picks really good projects, so I feel like it'll be a good film. I'm not really familiar with the guy that she's with in that one. I can't remember his name. He wasn't somebody I knew right away. Yeah. But, you know, and then, of course, you got Sam Page with Lacey.
Mm. I feel like they're going to, just from looking on social media, I feel like they'll have great chemistry. But those are two of my faves.
Yeah, coming up. Sam Page is your one of your favorite Hallmark dudes?
Yeah, I don't know what it is about him. He just does it for me.
Yeah, he can be very charming. There's no doubt. I actually think my favorite of his is probably, well, I love Annie Claus, but also I thought The Story of Us was pretty good this year.
Oh yeah, that is good. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched a bad Sam Page movie, to be honest. So I know that, and I love getting transported. So I'm ready to go to Rome for Christmas.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of his Mr. Perfect Christmas present. That was the first time I used the expression of this movie took me to a dark place. Didn't like it. It wasn't for me, but anyway, yeah. So we're really excited to be covering the season. It's going to be crazy, but yeah. So this game sounds like a lot of fun. If people want to purchase the game or purchase their own bundles, what do they do?
So if you want to buy a personalized bundle or the Hallmark Channel Cantina Christmas bundle, our website is www.thebundlegame.com. That's thebundlegame.com. And then we are on Instagram at thebundlegame.
Great. And how long does it typically take to make the bundles?
So the personalized games, we usually can turn them around in a week once we have back the customer's bundle blueprint. And for the Hallmark Channel game, we have those right now in stock. So as soon as somebody orders, we usually ship it out the next day. So usually at most, you'll have it in 4 days after you order it.
Okay. It's a pretty quick turnaround for the holidays if there's people thinking of getting one. Very cool. All right.
We have a discount code for your listeners too, Rachel, if they want free shipping.
So code Hallmarkies or?
Yes. Yes. The discount code is Hallmarkies. And if they enter that, they will get free shipping at the website.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have all that.
Speaking of discount codes, Rachel, I would be remiss. I don't know if they're a sponsor of this episode, but I need to say how much I am loving my Care Of subscription that I got through you, Hallmarkies. Enter that discount code. I'm loving my vitamins, you guys.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah, I've been really impressed with them too. I love the fact you can so personalize it with the quiz that they have and everything. I just feel like they have such attention to detail, which I appreciate. And it's the same code, Hallmarkies, that you can get 25% off with your first order at takecareof.com. And so definitely check that out. Thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate it.
It makes me healthier. The packaging's cute. The vitamins have my name on it and a cute code every day. Like, thank you.
I'm so glad.
I love that discount code, Hallmarkies.
Yeah, we'll have all the information in the description section. Everybody should check it out. And thanks so much for coming on the podcast. And like I said, we are going to be doing some of these questions and playing the game a little bit. I'm not 100% sure how, but we're in our Facebook group for our patrons. So all the information for our patron group will be in the description section. So everybody check that out. And we're gonna have a lot of fun over the holidays with things like this. So
thank you, Rachel. Yeah. It was such a joy to meet you.
I'm
so excited that you spent the time with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. So do you guys have social media that you'd like to share?
Oh, I've got my personal Jacqueline Collier, JACKLYNCOLLIER on Instagram. And then we just have our bundle game at The Bundle Game. Cassie has an Instagram, but she just uses it to creep on other people.
Yeah, I still don't know how to post a picture on there.
It's funny. It's your rolling.
I didn't figure out how to post Instagram.
She knows how to post stories. So
I'm proud of myself for that. It only took me a year.
It's supposed to be the reverse. The younger is supposed to be teaching us how to do.
I'm an old soul, I guess.
Yeah, that's funny. Great. Well, I'll have all the information for that and the social media for the bundles as well. You can follow me at Rachel's Reviews on iTunes, YouTube, social media, all that fun stuff. Check it out. And I'm on Rotten Tomatoes. And you can follow the podcast, Hallmark Hughes Pod, all of our social media on iTunes and YouTube as well. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us your ratings and reviews. We really, really appreciate it. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. We sure appreciate that as well. And so thanks so much. You guys really had a fun time with this. And I could honestly just do the game for forever. I love stuff like that. So it was really fun. And so thanks again and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Rachel.
Have a good one.
Bye.